Now, here are Bruce and Chris McGregor, who between them have four thumbs.
And two viewing thumbs today.
And I'm sorry, but I'm just going to say this before you even read it.
Well, you start with swing vote first. And then,
okay. Yeah. All right. Never mind.
Then you just hold that say-so.
Bruce is going to try to hold court here.
Rachel Weisz not in it. Okay, we understand.
If Rachel Weisz is not in the Mummy movie, I'm sorry. That's like watching a Tarzan movie without Maureen O'Sullivan.
Is that the moment from the last two ones?
Yes.
But you know why? She had a baby.
I know, but they could. They should have. I mean, I'm sorry. It's not a sequel. It had to be both her and Brendan Fraser. Otherwise, forget it. Anyway, swing vote. If you have any doubts about whether a visit to your local poll on election day really counts, the smartly made, conscience-raising comedy Swing Vote may eradicate them. Unabashedly formulaic, but generally entertaining, the story concerns Bud Johnson, played by Kevin Costner, a beer-chugging, slovenly single father whose civically-minded 12-year-old daughter, Molly, runs their chaotic New Mexico trailer home. Completely apathetic, Bud has zero interest in the upcoming presidential election, like so many people I know already, with incumbent Republican Andrew Boone, played by Kelsey Grammer, facing off against Democratic rival Donald Greenleaf, played by Dennis Hopper. But Molly has taken it on herself to register for him to vote. Many things occur. Bottom line is his vote ends up being the swing vote. Comic complications ensue with each candidate trying to take the stance of whatever ill-informed remark the clueless Bud happens to make, throwing their own positions to the wind. Greenleaf and Boone take flip-flopping stands on everything from abortion to gay marriage to legal immigration, as demonstrated by some satiric TV spots. The script plays it neutral on these topics, targeting the candidates themselves, who are shamelessly willing to go to any lengths to win the popular vote. Costner's terrific. And he and Carol have good chemistry, though Bud's predictable reformation takes annoyingly long to happen. The script has Costner play the apathetic slob for virtually the entire film, and that includes multiple uses of the S word and quite a bit of profanity. Molly continually berates him for this, even telling him, "You gotta stop using Jesus as a cuss word all the time."
Go, girl.
Yeah. Were it not for this gratuitously crass language, Bud's constant drinking, and a sordid domestic incident near the end, the film could be warmly recommended to all ages. But those caveats aside, the overriding message, the importance of every vote and the integrity of the political process, are painlessly delivered with a script wisely taking a nonpartisan position. This is rated A3 for adults and is rated PG-13 by the Motion Picture Academy.
All right, Rachel Weisz isn't in it. Chris, not go.
I'm not going. I'm sorry. It's right. Not a Mummy Brendan movie without Rachel Weisz. Forget
all right.
It.
The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
Rachel Weisz not in it. Chris, not go.
Sorry.
The contemporary revival of a long-running Hollywood franchise best remembered by the classic 32 Boris Karloff vehicle, The Mummy, continues with this latest sequel, the lavish but lightweight The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. In the aftermath of World War II, explorer Rick O'Connell, again played by Brendan Fraser, hero of the previous installments, has settled in the English countryside with his wife, not Rachel Weisz, and fellow adventurer Evelyn, played by Maria Bello. Their exploits behind them, they intend to enjoy a normal life, but Rachel Weisz is not in it! And though they're still deeply in love, they've begun to fall into a domestic rut.
Bring back Rachel Weisz!
Bring back Rachel Weisz and they wouldn't have had a domestic rut.
All right, their 20-something archaeologist son, Alex, played by Luke Ford, meanwhile, is off in China excavating the tomb of its founding monarch, the Dragon Emperor, played by Jet Li. But this legendary ruler, it seems, is not really dead. Rather, he's the victim of an ancient curse by which a sorceress transformed him, along with his 10,000-strong army, into the terracotta figures that now adorn his burial palace. An assignment from British intelligence, a welcome cure for the boredom of retired life, sends Alex's parents to Shanghai. All right, of course, everything, the Emperor's resurrected, you got the idea, he's not so easily to be thwarted, of course. And the screen eventually is chock-a-block. There's a good word for you, chock-a-block. With sword-swinging, spear-hurling, computer-generated warriors. Along the way, Jonathan, who's given to the occasionally mild ribald joke, has the seat of his pants set afire and falls victim to an air-sick yak in the film's heavy-handed attempts at humor.
Air sick yak. Have you ever said that before?
No.
No, that's a combination.
Yeah. Shock-a-block was a new one, too. Director Rob Cohen's breathlessly paced epic is long on special effects and battle sequences, and though short on wit or convincing emotion, does feature respectable family values and, as noted, a positive portrayal of marital partnership.
Without Rachel Weisz! Yes.
All right, a few gory images aside, the action and violence is kept within limits, with almost all casualties being non-human. This one gets an A2, Adults and Adolescents, the Motion Picture Association of America rating PG-13.
Well, the thing that bugs me about this is that there
are... No, Rachel Weisz, we know!
No, it's because, I mean, Amy, there's a certain part of our house where we have giant movie posters, okay? And one of our all-time favorite movies was the Mommy movies. We have those up
there. Like the really old ones?
No, the current ones. Yeah, the two current ones.
I thought they were good, and I don't like action movies.
Yeah, and I like them. And the reason why it works so well is because it's not just...
Rachel Weisz!
It's not just Brendan Fraser movie. It was the two of
them. Really
it was.
It was
the couple, and it was as much Rick's story as it was Evie's story, because she's the one that has the story. And when you take away
I'm a librarian.
But I heard she had a baby and didn't. They wanted her in it.
They could have waited.
Well, yes.
But I mean, they could have, just to have Rachel Weisz.
Hollywood
but,
waits for no
I'm
one.
I'm going to say it is Hollywood.
Then they're going to lose a lot of money, because I know a lot of people are not going to go to this. Because
why?
Rachel Weisz is not in it.
There
it's not the same.
I like Brendan Fraser because he's just a happily married man, two kids, kind of stays out of the news, doesn't
he? Journey to the Center of the Earth is the one you want to go. If you're a big Brendan Fraser fan and you want to take the kids,
good
go see.
Movie.
Yes.
Is that just out?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's 3D.
A couple weeks ago.
That's right. And that one, it doesn't matter that Rachel Weisz is in.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, a sequel doesn't work. You know, The Mummy 2 worked because it brought back everybody.
Right.
Everybody came back.
We've got that point.
Yeah.
Who's not in this one? The point has been made, hasn't it? Who's missing from this one?
I mean, even the mummy guy came back. I mean, everybody came back. So it was like you were familiar with all this. This isn't just about Brendan Fraser. The mummy franchise was because all of the characters.
And the mummies are from Japan or China or something like that.
China.
Mm-hmm. So
you are or are not?
I am not going. I was all excited. I heard it was coming. And she even signed for it. And then they couldn't wait for her. She wanted them to wait. They wouldn't wait, you know, just like 4 months. And
well, I like her even more now. She has her priorities right.
Yeah, and she has an Academy Award, too, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Very good. Yeah, I love movies. They keep the theater too cold. Bring your sweater. But I always have Milk Duds in my popcorn.
There you go.
I love Milk Duds.
I done with salt sweet stuff.